California legislature seeks funding for Medi-Cal, wildfire protection, and Prop 36. The California legislature has approved its $325 billion budget proposal, which is expected to be signed by Governor Gavin Newsom by June 27. Funding for Medi-Cal, wildfire protection, and Proposition 36 were among some of the most highly debated items during the legislature's budget discussion. The budget proposal passed in both the state Senate and Assembly largely along party lines on June 13, reflecting differences in values and priorities, according to lawmakers. Both chambers are around 75% Democrat and 25% Republican. "We teach our undergraduate students in budgeting that budgets are, at their core, a statement of our values and what we believe in and how," Democratic State Senator Christopher Cabaldon from YOLO said before the Senate floor vote. Democratic Assemblyman Jesse Gabriel from Encino, chair of the Assembly Budget Committee, said ahead of the Assembly floor vote that the challenging budget negotiations were guided by our twin goals of compassion and fiscal responsibility. Republican State Senator Roger Mielo from Fair Oaks said in a statement, "A budget is an expression of priorities. Medi-Cal for illegal immigrants. The legislature's version of the budget, or Senate Bill 101, seeks to tackle the $12 billion deficit in the governor's proposal by scaling back spending cuts while increasing borrowing, with the spending cut reduced to $3.5 billion from the $5 billion proposed by Newsom in his May revision. Newsom's spending cuts focused primarily on Medi-Cal, with some ongoing cuts extending to future years. The Medi-Cal spending reduction included an enrollment freeze for illegal immigrant adults starting in 2026. It also proposed that currently enrolled adult illegal immigrants should pay $100 monthly premiums starting in 2027. SB 101, passed by the legislature on June 13, agreed with the enrollment freeze but would reduce the monthly premiums to $30, and adults who are 60 years old or older will not need to pay the premium. Democratic legislators said they were focused on showing compassion to the most vulnerable communities, such as illegal immigrants who they said contribute to California's economy. At least one member said the current budget proposal would not be enough. "Healthcare is a human right for all, regardless of immigration status," Assemblyman Joaquin Arambula from Fresno said before the floor vote. He said he opposed the two-tiered system in Medi-Cal created by both the governor's and legislature's budget proposals. Arambula said that as a doctor he had seen many illegal immigrants in emergency rooms, seeking care in the last moments, due to lacking regular and preventive medical care. "It was providers like me who oftentimes had to have those hard conversations with family members," he said. Republican legislators said the current Medi-Cal system is not sustainable. The estimated cost of expansion in enrolling adult illegal immigrants in Medi-Cal jumped from a few billion dollars to more than $10 billion, and down the road, it is going to cost another more than $10 billion, they said. "We simply cannot afford it," said Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher from East Nicholas. "It is clearly not sustainable and not feasible. What I worry about most is that as we get further down the year and we realize it's not sustainable, you will have to make cuts. And likely those cuts are going to come to the most vulnerable," he said. Prop 36 and wildfire protection. California voters passed Proposition 36 with more than 68% support in the November 2024 general election. The proposition increased penalties for certain drug and retail theft crimes and allowed treatment-mandated felony charges for certain individuals with two or more prior drug convictions. While the governor's budget proposal did not allocate funds directly to Prop 36, the legislature's version proposes a $110 million one-time fund for the implementation of Prop 36, including $50 million for behavioral health, $30 million for the courts, and $15 million each for pretrial services and for public defenders. Republican legislators and some Democrat colleagues said the voters will should be honored and more money is needed. "It is a priority of Californians," Republican State Senator Tony Strickland from Huntington Beach said during discussions. Noting Prop 36 made a rare win in all the state's 58 counties, Strickland said. It should have been the first thing funded, fully funded, and with ongoing funding. Republican legislators proposed amendment proposals to the budget, which included $400 million to fund Prop 36, $500 million instead of $200 million for wildfire prevention, defunding California high-speed rail, and prioritizing low-income and senior California residents in Medi-Cal programs. The amendments were voted down by the legislature. The California budget is expected to go into effect on July 1 if it is signed by the governor.